up, East High?
Hello, podcast fans.
It's Wildcat Minute, where we talk about High School Musical 3, senior year, 1 minute at a time. I'm Condra.
And I'm Tyler.
And today we're talking about minute 71 of High School Musical 3, senior year. Minute 71 starts out with Gabriella singing, "Oh," and ends with the ending notes of "Walk Away."
I do love it when a minute cleanly ends on the end of a song.
Me too.
It's only happened once or twice for us, but...
But you love to see it.
Yeah, nice scene ending. And so, yeah, we've talked about Walk Away and the sort of confusing message of the song. And things get a little even more complicated here in this minute.
Yep.
As we continue, so... We're here to talk about it, but we're still on the stairwell with Gabriella.
Yeah, and suddenly, a picture frame disappears.
Whoa, it's like her memories are fading away.
More and more as this song progresses, and I don't really... I've admitted many times that I've not seen this movie many times, and I don't remember it all that well, because it's not one or two. But this scene in particular... I don't remember, and it is very confusing, because as she's walking away, it's like this scene was meant for another movie, or like another version of this movie, in which she's moving, because like, it's not just her bedroom that the stuff starts to disappear, it's the living room area, and the front entryway, and I'm like, what is happening?
And then she literally walks out of the house and we see like a Remax for sale real estate sign in front of the house. And I guess this is all tied together here. So there's not much sense. Like, we can talk about the song. We can just talk about what's going on in a minute. Going on in a minute, she's walking out of the house and the things are disappearing. And I guess when we see the real estate sign, we're meant to think, oh, the things are disappearing because
they're moving out.
And is it? The things disappearing would seem to represent like figurative, like moving out, but then the real estate sign, but you don't move all of your stuff out of the house just because the house is on the market.
No, but
and they're not going to move away.
It may be because it's a company house or something though. Like it may be different for them. Cause in the last movie, Gabriella was like, oh, my mom is allowed to stay here for one more year. So I can finish.
It seems like they would still be staying until graduation, though. So it doesn't seem like they're literally moving out of the house right now.
Yeah.
And when we see Gabriella in the car, it's not like they have all their stuff packed in the back.
No, like, she's like going to school. She got her little backpack.
I guess. Yeah. So there's something about Gabriella moving, and that's part of the walk away message. It's like her life is transitioning.
She's walking away. Troy is walking away.
She's got to walk away. She's got to let it go, start protecting her heart and soul because she doesn't think she'll survive a goodbye, even though walking away is saying goodbye in this instant. So if her heart breaks, it's going to hurt so bad. Again, that line of the song is good.
Yeah. You know I'm strong, but I can't take that.
So, okay. For me, actually, interestingly, at some point I caught a glimpse of a Wikipedia summary or something in this movie that said like, oh, Gabriella's decision about leaving for college is made easier when she learns that her mother is moving houses and she wouldn't be staying in Albuquerque anyway or something like that.
What? I'm dying to know where you've read that.
I was looking up the Disney Wiki,
and I know it.
I was looking up something. This is weeks or months ago. I was looking up something else about High School Musical, and I just happened to read that as like a mini spoiler, read too far ahead type thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I guess if the movie's heading in that direction, like sometimes something does happen that's out of your control that pushes you in the direction that you probably should have gone in the first place, but just sort of confirms your choice. Kind of like flipping a coin at a restaurant. Like,
yeah,
you know that if you got the answer that disappoints you, then you wanted the other one anyway. Like,
mm-hmm.
Gabriella knew that she wanted to do the Stanford thing, and her staying in Albuquerque was never going to happen. So her mom having to move is sort of the final nail in the coffin. Like, okay, I guess I got to commit to this. My nervousness was just a beat in the past, but like my life is always full of changes, I guess I can take one more change in stride. Mm-hmm. But the movie's not really conveying that.
None
it's very
of that
confusing
is clear.
what this real estate moving thing is.
Is this all in her head? Is this what she wishes as if it were a dream? Yeah, it's super unclear, especially because it feels very like Gabriella's songs have often had fantasy-like elements in them.
Yes, this is true, especially the first one, which I'm forgetting again
when
every
there
time
was
we
me
mention
and
it.
You?
When there was pee and poo.
No!
I'm so sorry. I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at the fact that I actually said it out loud.
Tyler, sometimes there are inside thoughts, and sometimes there are outside thoughts.
Yes, I agree.
Do you tell your students that ever?
Can we move on?
Sure. It was whatever when she was up in her room and things were disappearing. Like, okay, she's removing the Troy element. Like, maybe there was a photo of Troy on her dresser there. Or, like, she's taking away these hurtful, not in that way, but, like, hurt-to-heart kind of stuff. But it also, at the same time, like, it's now taking over the whole house and now it's for sale and... I know Gabriella has not been communicating very well in this movie, but like for her to be like, oh, we're moving, like we would have known that via Taylor, if nothing else. Like, it's just so weird that we know nothing about a potential move. Or is it just in her head? Like, I'm so wrapped up in this idea.
I don't think it's just in her head.
But like, why would we have never heard about it?
I think the thing that's also confusing here is a lot of this is being played like Gabriella and Troy just had like a breakup or an argument.
Yeah.
And they didn't.
No.
They just
left
talked.
Very amiably. Although Gabriella is sad, but it's not at Troy or anything. It's just sad about where things will go.
I like the expression you just kind of almost used, that she's sad at Troy, which I guess you can be sad at someone.
Yeah.
Usually you're sad for someone. I'm not picking on you because words come out in whatever order they do and it's fine. This is podcasting. But I like the sort of being sad at someone, like you can be mad at someone.
Well, it's like, it's just, she is feeling that feeling and he happens to be there.
Yeah, there's conjunctionality there. The other side of the minute we get is just shots of Troy being sort of generally sad.
Thoughtful,
like
pensive,
looking with consternation and a pensive mood. He's actually back on the rooftop of the like the garden club rooftop with the big wide vista of skyline behind him.
Yeah, and he's standing on a skylight, which seems very dangerous.
He's got a nice purple polo shirt on, though.
He's very prep here.
Not goth at all.
No. He has chosen the socias today instead of the jocks.
He's no greaser, that's for sure.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, our overall thought is the song seems like it's a mixed up jumble of emotions, but they're not going for mixed up jumble of emotions. It's very confused what they're going for.
Yeah, like Gabriella, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I dug through the Wikipedia facts or like the IMDb facts, or I read some article somewhere and they were like, yeah, we had originally planned for this storyline, or I'm just forgetting this storyline actually exists and Gabrielle's mom is moving away and I just forgot about it. Both are possible.
We're 71 minutes into the movie and this feels like kind of the major plot thread that we've been working on, like the Gabriella College and Troy College things, because this movie's certainly not about the musical that they're doing.
No.
It's been a long time since we've mentioned it. We're going to get to it forthwith, but it's not like the drama of the movie is not, can we put on a successful musical with Kelsey writing the music and all of these people working together? That would almost be too interesting.
I also like, that's the second movie though, is the talent. Like that was the talent show. Can we do all this without Troy?
The second movie was Troy getting duped into being an elitist and not being nice to Chad when he wanted Swiss cheese on his burger.
But there's also the talent show. Like, I think of the talent show stuff and, like, the group coming together and they worked it out. And now they're together forever. That's a different movie, but
I suppose, yes, that the second movie was a little bit more balanced between its plots. And this movie certainly does not feel that way.
Yeah. Which, like, honestly, though, if it was more about the musicale, I feel like it wouldn't be as strong, though. Like, we know they can put on a musical. We've seen them put on a callback at a musicale level.
There's some... exactly. The callbacks have that big of stakes, so what could the musicale possibly do to top it? There's something here about, like, okay, if Gabriella's driving away here, it seems like she's driving off into the sunset. Like there's going to be some sort of like Gabriella's gone and then she's going to come back at the last second. Maybe, but again, we would need to know more context about like what the musicale was and like what her role in it was.
Other than that one song.
In order to feel like her like triumphant return is meaningful.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, is she going to Stanford? Like, was that the last night before she went to the Stanford Honors Program? And Troy was like, why didn't you tell me? And she's like, I'm going? Like,
yeah, no, that's a good point, too. I'm thinking of just, like, other movies that build to a climax just better than this. Like, Hairspray is, I think, a good example.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it all goes down at the Miss Teenage Hairspray contest, and it's not like the Hairspray pageant thing is like a big centerpiece of the movie, but we at least like knew that there was an event that was being built up to, and the movie effectively like built stakes around getting all the characters in the same place at the same time. And the movie had like other things going on too, but you know.
Yeah, like fighting racism.
And welcoming your mama to the 60s. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I almost wish that High School Musical 3 had like the breakneck pace that Hairspray does.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's song, 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 song. There's no breaks.
Yeah. And the when there are breaks, it's a couple quippy jokes and let's keep going.
And slapstick humor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hairspray, it is not. But I think I don't super remember what happens next, which is exciting and annoying.
Well, all I know is that the ending of this movie goes places. Like, it's a little out there.
And it is, yes.
I suppose if you keep everything very pedestrian for most of the movie, then anything you do is going to seem out there. I guess things haven't been that pedestrian. We had the Boys Are Back song, and we had Sharpay and Ryan singing their song. Like, this movie has had big moments that felt like, oh, cool, you're like making the most of the budget you have.
Mm-hmm.
This song of Gabriella's is very underwhelming in that regard. We talked about it in the last minute of like the last two songs she had when there was Me and You and Gotta Go My Own Way. I remembered them both this time.
Good job.
They at least felt like set pieces. They felt like cornerstones of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And
this
honestly,
song in no way feels like that.
No. If anything, right here, right now should have like, I hate to say it, but I would have rather had no Gabriella song and had a really strong Right Here, Right Now, like have a little longer for the reprise than this. Like, I love Vanessa Hudgens' performance here. Don't get me wrong. I think her vocal performance is very good, and I like that this song is different than all the other songs in this movie. It's got, like we were saying, it's got the backing vocals that's like a little more soulful, and she sounds good. But like,
and it's like her voice layered over her voice. Like, she walks out of the front door and like raises her hands up and holds a note.
Has a big wind.
Funny to imagine her mom sitting in the car out on the road like, what is she doing?
Having big feelings for a big wind.
Front door big feelings.
Front door big wind big feelings.
What is the front door but the balcony of the ground level?
I feel like not quite. Like if it was a front porch.
Oh, but, I suppose.
And Miss Montez is just like sitting in the van, driving her, and she's still going, just walk away, walk, walk, walk away. And at the end, she like pats her shoulder lightly. It's like, is she singing in the car?
She's driving away. She's not even walking.
I know.
But yeah, as we said in the last minute, like this song, for one, like seems to directly contradict the sentiment of Right Here, Right Now. And it doesn't feel like anything character-wise really happened to dramatically change Gabriella's perspective away from wanting to make the most of her time here. If anything, it seems like if she's going to Stanford right now, that Troy was successful in talking her into going, but we got no indication that that was the case. So I guess we could keep harping on how this song doesn't make sense and how we're not necessarily sure how to feel emotionally about it other than underwhelmed.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see how it gets into like the context of the latter half of the movie or the last bit of the movie. Where would you, so like structurally, do you think we're still in Act Two or are we in Act Three yet?
This feels like the type of song that would normally end Act Two in the sense of like, oh, the characters have their sort of dramatic downfall, like separating act. Like in a rom-com, it's like, this is where they have the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then Act Three is sort of building up steam towards the big romantic gesture, the big final performance, etc. Like, and this is the thing too, like 70 minutes into the movie, 71 minutes in, and we don't really know what the third act is leading to other than they're gonna put on a play?
Prom? Graduation, yeah.
It's not like a Mean Girls or a Lady Bird type movie where like you're moving quickly through the like the points of the year that matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, it started in the fall and then it was Christmas and then it was February and then it was April and then they graduated.
Yeah.
I do love it when movies do that, though.
Yeah, it's really, it's quite amusing. But I like, in the first movie, I liked how it didn't do that. Like, we had time to to be in this space, and it was a snapshot kind of movie as opposed to an overview.
Yeah, some movies do a good job of like setting up the important events of high school as like the scenes that you want to hit in the movie. And this movie's trying to have kind of cake and eating it too, of like, we want the movie to be about the specific events that our characters are going through that aren't tied to outside events. They're sort of internal things that our characters are interested in. But also it's about prom and graduation, which are these arbitrary goals,
milestones,
these lines that you cross. Yeah. Milestones is a better word.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think we've tackled everything we need to tackle. We've
about exhausted this song. Yeah, Troy is just, he's looking sad, looking serene, but
not in the good way.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird to keep going back to Troy, too. Like, that doesn't quite fit in either.
Yeah, because then it really does make it feel like it's a breakup song or like,
and it's
like
not,
they just had a fight.
Yeah.
Like something happened here that we missed. Like we missed a minute of the movie or something.
Yeah.
Which we obviously wouldn't do.
No. It goes against the mandate. I was going to say, too, this is clearly not the breakup song because Allie and AJ's song was at the beginning of the movie, not here.
Oh.
And that's like a reference that like one person's going to get, and you're welcome.
Well, we only have one listener, so. That's 100% of the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Last thing.
Okay.
Do you know who's on the real estate sign?
Pat Gauthier.
Pat Gavindale.
Okay, who's that?
As far as I can tell, nobody. It's just a name they put on the signs for like
what?
Commercials and stuff.
What? That's boring.
I tried to like research it and look into it. Some other like comedy podcast has like done a shtick about it. So that kind of populates more of the Google search results than like anything. There's like an Instagram post that Remax, the real estate, you know, conglomerate posted like, ever wonder who Pat Gavindale was? And they like posted a screenshot from this movie, but I didn't like, I wasn't able to find any answers. Slash, it was hard to like look at the Instagram post because it was old. So
that's disappointing.
I think it's like a made up name that just goes on the poster for when it's a movie or something that's or a commercial or an advertisement that is just using a generic thing.
Yeah.
But normally a real estate like firm would use the names of the people in the region. So it only happens in very specific cases like this where they're not
their national representations.
Yeah. So and it maybe it is a real person that's just in a very specific area, but I really don't know.
Okay. Well, thank you for looking. I looked at it and I was like, Tyler's probably gonna look it up.
No. Okay.
Well, until next
bingo,
time.
Bingo bango, ha cha cha. We did it.
Until next time. You can find
Indeed.
Us on Instagram at Amateur Nerds.
On Tumblr at Wildcat Minute.
You can email us to amateurnerdspresent@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know who your favorite real estate agent is. Is it your dad? Your cousin?
Is it Mrs. Bolton?
It's probably someone who's related to you, probably.
Is it Mrs. Bolton? Retail tycoon? Of the Southwest.
True. I thought she was a lawyer. She's both.
She's both. Remember, she's
both a real estate and a lawyer. Yeah. She's got that horizontal integration going.
Heck yeah.
No, vertical. Vertical.
Special thanks to our artist, Theo Golden, at T Golden Art on Instagram.
And our musician, Joe Winslow, whom you can find at joewinslowmusic.com.
I have been Condra.
And I've been Tyler. We'll see you next time to find out who done it. You can bet on it.